Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be practicing some different word families. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember, you write your name, I'll write my name. And then when you're finished, you can put your pencil down because we are going to be coloring first. Now, if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a big picture. And I'm going to say some sounds, and I want you to put those sounds together and find it. Ready? M-a-n. M-a-n. Did you guess it? Yes, man. Do you see the man in the picture? Let's color the man's hair black. Can you find a black crayon? And if you can't, use your pencil, it's okay. So we'll color the man's hair black. So listen to the word man again. I said all three sounds. M-a-n, man. Now you take the word man and you tell me the three sounds. Ready? Go. Every time you said a sound, I was holding up a finger. So, m-a-n, man. That belongs in the an word family. Take one more second, and then let's put down our black crayons. Now let's color his pants brown. Color the man's pants brown. But guess what I want to call these pants, this brown color? I want to call them t-a-n, t-a-n, tan, because it belongs in the same family as man, tan, man. We just change the m in man to t, and we get tan. So instead of saying that he is having some brown pants, we'll say he has t. And tan pants. All right, take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's go ahead and color his tie red. Let's color his tie red. That does not belong in the and family. So let's think of a word that does belong in the and family. Ready for this? Let's see if you can find one. You can put it together for me. I'll give you the sounds. You put it together for me. Ready? Here we go. B-a-n. Ban. Sometimes people say, no, you can't have that. We will ban that. You can't have that here at school. There's a ban on that. And that just means it's not allowed. Ban and tan and man all belong in the and family. Go ahead and put down your red crayon. Let's look for a different object in our picture. Ready? I'll say the sound. You look for it. P-a-n. P-a-n. Yes, pan belongs in our and word family. Let's color the pan blue. You can have a blue pan. Yes, you can. We'll color the pan blue. Pan is in the an family. You can hear an, p, an, pan. It rhymes with man and tan and ban because they all belong in the same word family. We're just changing the beginning sound, people. That's all we're doing. We're just changing the beginning sound. Take two more seconds for your blue pan. And let's look for something else in our picture. Ready? F-a-n. F-a-n. Fan. Do you see the fan? It must be hot in that kitchen for that man in the tan pants. Let's color the fan green. Any kind of green will do. Go ahead and color the bottom part and the medium, the little middle part, and then the stuff at the top, the circles and stuff. Go ahead and just color the whole thing green for me. Fan belongs in our an word family. You can hear it if I take away the beginning sound. Take that away. All you're left with is an. Fan. An. Fan. Does it rhyme with an? Pan? Sure does. It sure does. Okay, you tell me the sounds in fan. You segment the sounds. Ready? Go. Good. There are three sounds. F, a, n. I held up a finger each time I said the sounds. F, a, n. Fan. Fan. Pan. Man. Ten. Are in the N family. Take about three more seconds to finish up your green fan. Three. Two, one, please put down your green crayon. Ready? Try to find this one. First of all, before I even tell you what it is, can you find another picture that belongs in the Ann family? Are you looking? I wonder if you're thinking what I'm thinking. Ready for this? V-a-n. V-a-n. Van. Do you see it on the floor? Looks like a toy van, because that man is not going to fit inside that van. Mm-mm, I don't think he drives that. Pretty sure it's a toy van. Let's color our toy van orange. Find an orange crayon. Any kind of orange will work. Let's leave the tires. We can color those tires black. All right, van. Don't color the car. If you color the car on accident, that's all right. Just put an X through it. Van belongs in our an word family. V-an. We're just taking that first sound in fan, and we're changing it to a V. Or we're taking the first sound in man, and we're changing it to a V. Van. I'm done with my van, so I'm going to color those tires black. Van. Tan. Man, van, fan. These all belong in the ant family. All right, take about three more seconds to finish up your van. Three, two, one. All right, now there is another object in our picture that belongs in the an family. Do you know what it is? Do you see it? Is it the car? No. Is it the stove? Does that belong in the an family? No. Is it the counter? No. Oh, I know, I know, I know. It's the mustache. No. Do you see it? There are two of them in our picture. Can. K-a-n. Can. There are two. One is on the stove and one is on the floor. Man, this man, he should really clean up a little. Let's color the one on the stove. It's a can of carrots. So let's first color the carrot. So color the carrot orange and then the stem part of the carrot green. Go ahead and do that for me. And then we'll color the stem part green. Any kind of orange, any kind of green, I'm not picky. All right, so we've got our carrot, and now let's color the rest of the can, the outside of the can. Let's do gray. I don't have a gray crayon with me, so I'm just going to use my pencil. It makes a nice gray color. So will you tell me the sounds in can? There are three sounds in can. Can you tell me the sounds? Go. A-n, can. Now, this is a can of carrots, but we can also use the word can as are we able to do something? I can color. Yes, I can. I can come over. Can. So it's also meaning you're able to do something. But in our picture, it's the can of carrots. Can belongs in our an word family. Take away the k, change it to a m. What do you have if you take the k in can and change it to m? Yes, you have man. They belong in the same word family. Take one more second. All right, put your gray crayon or your pencil, if you were using a pencil, put that down. And let's color the can on the floor. Let's color that can purple, the one on the floor. Any kind of purple will work. Okay, so let's work on substituting sounds. Instead of saying can, take away the k in can and change it to v. What do you get? Van. Take away the k in can and change it to f. Fan. Take away the k in can and change it to b. Ban. Excellent. All right, put down your purple crayon. Find a pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page, and we need our pencil. Let's look at number one. If you look at number one, you're going to see a row of pictures going across. I'm going to name the pictures. If you think it belongs in the an word family, I want you to circle it. So number one, the very first picture is a fan. Fan. F-an. Does it belong in our fan, our an word family? Yes, circle the fan. Scoot over. How about dog? D-og. No, even though I love the dog. Nope, don't circle it. Oh, look, this girl ran. R-a-n. Ran. Yes, circle it. That belongs in our an family. The next picture is pan. Pan. Yes, circle the pan. How about pig? P-ig. Nope. No, but it's cute too. And our last picture is rug. R-ug. Nope. So you should have circled the fan, the girl that ran, and the pan. All right, let's move on to number two. Do you see this word? It says m-a-n, man. And there's a circle around the A and the N. What is that, A-N? What does that say? An. It's our an family. Scoot over. We have our m. Let's write our an. A, you write it. N next to the M. So we have, they gave us the M. You write A-N. Now scoot over. Nothing is there. We're going to write the whole word. Man. Ready? Take your pencil. M-A-N. Man. M-A-N. Man. Let's try number three. We have K-A-N. Can. Trace the circle around the an family. A-N says an. Scoot over. We have our k. We have the letter C. We need to write a. A-N. And then scoot over. We need to write the whole word. Can. K-C. A-N. Can. Good job, you're doing terrific. All right, let's scoot down to number four. There's a picture of a van. We're going to write the word van. Ready? V-A. A, good. And our last sound, N. You got it. Van, let's check it. You should have V-A-N. Van. It belongs in the an family. Let's circle the an inside of van. Circle A-N. Good. All right. Scoot over. Pan. We're going to write the word for pan. Let's sound it out. P-A-N. Pan. Check it. You should have P-A-N, pan. Circle the an in the an family. A-N, circle that for me. Boys and girls, you did it. You are now an expert at words in the an family. You rock. I rule. Together we Rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.